بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear audience, dear sisters and brothers, respected ulama and clerics, it is an honor to be with you today to commemorate the anniversary of the late Sayyid al-Imam al-Khomeini Ridwanullah alayh. And it is my special honor as one of the teachers in the Education Institute of the Islamic Center to represent my sisters in this conference today. To talk about Imam Khomeini's view about the status of women in Islam, we need to know and talk briefly about Imam Khomeini himself. Imam Khomeini was a good and successful political and religious leader. He initiated the highly accurate ideas of his time. He put forward practical means to implement those ideas. He cleverly assessed rate of success. He reviewed the process of implementation in order to be a step ahead of his rivals, the enemy of Islam. Finally, with the blessing of Allah, he managed to boost the morality of Islamic nation and place the whole Islamic Ummah and its history in the leading seat again. When Islamic Revolution shocked the world in 1979, I was a young girl living in Iraq, trying to understand what happened. I remember my father saying that this was a serious people uprising that confronted all superpowers, and he was full of excitement for the victory and rebirth of real Islam that was suppressed for centuries. The impact of the revolution and the influence of Imam Khomeini had soon started to reflect in my life. I was influenced by his views, statements, patience, loyalty of people towards him, and his piety. And this unconsciously drove me to become who I am now. Imam Khomeini resembles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And infallible imams, alayhim salam, in practicing the rules of Islam. For a person to reach this position, he needs good knowledge in Quran and Islamic science. He needs to have good understanding of the circumstances he lives in and the people that support him. He needs to have high reliance on Allah and a heart full of Allah's love and devotion. In another word, he needs practical piety, not theoretical, and no love for this world, or love for fame, or titles, or similar worldly selfish desires. With this type of personality and charisma that Imam Khomeini possessed, he regarded women as valuable as she is in the eyes of Quran, as important factor as man in Islamic society. Imam Khomeini knew that to build a civilization, three factors are equally needed. First factor is land, second is time, and third factor is mankind. In the eyes of Islam, men and women are equal in many qualities and complementary to each other in other qualities. That is to maintain the balance of creation. Women share burdens of all types of responsibility, from family and society to Ummah and humanity. Imam Khomeini considered women as the pillar of the Islamic revolution. And he realized that by utilizing potential talent of Muslim women, the nature of Islamic struggle in the whole globe would change. That was the secret of his success. He defeated Shah, the global imperialism by transferring women's mentality from being a mediator to fighter for justice, resistant of tyranny, denouncer of oppression, caller for dignity and modesty, preventer of corruption, and an equally capable fighter in all aspects of life. Imam Khomeini, in one of his speeches when addressing women, said, "We are proud of you, women, who resemble Lady Zainab alayha salam, and your participation in all aspects of social life, cultural, economic, and even military. You women are standing shoulder to shoulder with men in the battlefield to uphold the word of Allah and the goals of Islam. Imam Khomeini has rearranged the position of women in Iranian society as well as in these Muslim societies. He has crushed down the image of Shah's wife as national symbol and the images of singers as national celebrities and replaced them with the images of sacrificing women on the streets of Iranian cities, fighting Shah's regime and crying loud for Islam and modesty instead of Western corrupted freedom of women. He promoted mothers, wives, sisters of martyrs to become the pride of Iran and Muslim countries. He has removed images of Shaitan and upheld the images of Lady Fatima to Zahra and the Lady Zainab alayhim as-salam. Therefore, if Lady Fatima al-Zahra and Lady Khadija al-Kubra are the production of the Prophet's revolution and Lady Zainab is the production of Husseini revolution, then the respected, devoted, exemplary Muslim woman we witness today in Iran, Lebanon, Bahrain, Egypt, Iraq, Turkey, and another part of the world are production of the Islamic revolution of late Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah alayh. As a result of this, we can witness and compare the status of women in Iran, where they contributing equally towards the success of their country, enjoy higher respect, have vital role in politics and in economy, while we see women in other countries still banned from driving and attending schools, oppressed, demoted in social life, kept away from political arena. Due to his aspiration for women's position in society, Imam Khomeini declared the 20th of Jamadil Akhir is the anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra's birthday as Women's Day, as Lady Fatima alayhi salam is the best example of all ladies of creation. If Imam Khomeini succeeded in creating a generation of Zainab-like women during his life and wise leadership, the question arises here is, who did make a young orphan named Ruhullah a legendary Imam Khomeini? The answer to this question, dear sisters and brothers, solves many dilemmas of contemporary social issues. Clearly, his mother was a product of bitter socio-political struggle, a lady who supported her martyred husband, Imam's father. Both of the Imam's parents sacrificed to uphold Islamic justice. Undoubtedly, young Ruhullah learned from his mother the art of Zainab-like sacrifice. After young Sayyid Ruhullah grew up, the honor of supporting him fell on the shoulder of his wife, another Zainabi woman who supported Imam Khomeini during his struggle of justice and brought up the late martyr Sayyid Mustafa Khomeini. Therefore, this endless chain of events goes back from women of the Islamic Revolution, back to time of his parents' generation, back to other martyrs of Islam, back to Lady Zainab alayha salam, and back to the Imam Ali, the support that he received from Lady Fatima alayha salam, back to the Prophet's era, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the support he received from the Lady Khadija al-Kubra alayha salam. Hence, the answer to our current socio-political and socio-economic problems is to go back to Islam and to choose the authority of Allah and His Prophet over the authority of selfish desires. We conclude that Imam Khomeini's view of women and their role in life is rooted in the Islamic ideology and teachings. He managed to uncover the potential talent and enormous power of Muslim women of his time according to true understanding of Islam. Based on his view towards women, Imam Khomeini practiced a great deal of respect towards women, not only by words, but by deeds. Because he was not seeking media attention, neither political agenda, nor he tried to win an election, he promoted women according to real Islamic teachings. Because, my dear sisters and brothers, Imam Khomeini was a founder of the contemporary Islamic awakening era, along with other martyrs who preceded or followed him. The Holy Quran in this respect says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. All who you believe, answer the call of Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Imam Khomeini has called upon women and men, youth and elderly, Shia and Sunni, Muslim and non-Muslim, to enter the fortress of Tawheed. لا إله إلا الله حصني فمن دخل حصني فقد أمن من عذابي. Imam Khomeini has followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in calling people for Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. He called everyone to embark in the ship of salvation of Islam. We Muslim women under strong obligation to answer this call, especially now in this era of troubles, zaman al-fitan. And if we do not, then we have no choice but to be in the party of the wrongdoers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنا تصرفون. That then is Allah, your true Lord. So what is there after the truth except error? Then where are you being led away? The call for women's right and liberty, hijab relaxation, ignoring Islamic boundaries in meeting between male and female, under respecting other Islamic rules and teachings, all these calls are what Islam and Imam Khomeini have warned us against. Therefore, if we do not accept the call of Allah, we should not be surprised to find ourselves in deviation. According to the narration, من لم يعرف نفسه لم يعرف ربه. The skill of knowing oneself is the start point of mystical journey that ends up in the nearness of absolute perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Khomeini was one of you of who managed to travel long distance in the path of mysticism that many have failed at the very beginning. And I personally stand speechless and amazed of comprehending his soul that lived among us only short time, but long enough to shake the whole world. No doubt that every one of us owes Imam Khomeini in one way or another. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were born at the time of Imam Khomeini, and we could witness this mystical person who, if we think hard, we find alive with us every moment due to his achievement that will survive time till the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman, al-Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallah farajah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Min al-mu'minin rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullaha alayh, fan minhum man qada nahbah, wa minhum man yantadhir, wa ma baddalu tabdila. Of the believers are men who are true to the covenant which they made with Allah. So of them is who accomplished this vow, and of them is who yet waits, and they have not changed in the least. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.